Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak welcoming you to ChicagoBears.com and this week's Keys to the Game. It's a big one. Bears going to Green Bay against the Packers at Lambeau Field, and a game that will be very important in terms of the standings. The Packers come in at 5-2, the Bears at 4-3.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.
Let's begin, shall we? Offense, and I'm going to say possessions to points, and offensive possessions have to be treated like gold against the Green Bay Packers. And there's a simple reason why. Squeezing as much out of the clock as possible, that would be nice, but those possessions need to pay off with points. The Bears are capable of scoring points to hang with any offense, in my opinion, even though Jay Cutler is sidelined for the moment. Josh McCown makes his 34th NFL start, and he is experienced enough to handle whatever the Packers defense will dial up and throw at him. He is well-versed in the offense, and it fits his skill set. Guys have to get open, though. Brandon Marshall caught 80 yards of balls on 12 targets in two games, while Alshon Jeffrey one pass on six targets in two games against the Pack. The longest pass play between the two, 15 yards. Packers do play aggressively, so those perimeter battles are going to be a huge storyline in this game. Both receivers, though, are built to get off the jam and create cushion, giving McCown a good throwing lane. Now, Matt Forte is another weapon to call on repeatedly in this game. I say it every time against the Green Bay Packers. Keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. Own the clock. Move the chains. Value the ball. Be productive. Gotta be honest, it's all necessary Monday night. On to defense. And a year ago in two meetings, the Bears sacked Aaron Rodgers 8 times. They have to find a way to continue to hack at this guy. He gets rid of the ball very quickly, but also takes sacks. You never know which sack could make the difference. Blitzing Rodgers, a high-risk proposition, no question about it. He's been sacked 6 times in those situations this year, but has 4 TDs and 1 pick when blitzed. His quarterback rating, a productive 108. This guy doesn't mind throwing the ball away either to live for another snap. He's done that at an NFL high 18 times. It gets frustrating when you rush Aaron Rodgers. He now has a productive running game, too. So if the 1-2 tandem of rookie Eddie Lacy and veteran James Starks gets going, the Bears are in a jam. They must stop the run. Rodgers has completed 70% of his passes against the Bears with 19 TDs and only 8 picks while going 9-2 against the Bears. It's a big challenge for what could be two rookie starting linebackers, John Bostic and Kasim Green. The bottom line is each defender has a responsibility and he must meet the requirements of the position. Be where you're supposed to be, play smart, and play unselfish football. All right, make some noise on special teams. You got to look for the big hit, the big stop, and give the Packers a long field. That would be something that I'm sure will be preached about all week long. While the Bears get takeaways on defense, earning one on special teams often leads to victory. An aggressive mentality and sure tackling and gap integrity on returns will also factor in getting something big to happen for the Bears Monday night. The punt coverage unit will be challenged by rookie Micah Hyde. He took a punt back 93 yards in the Vikings. Even though he's not a burner, he's instinctive, and he's averaging better than 18 yards on his 10 returns since taking over for Jeremy Ross. Green Bay clearly vulnerable to the big return as well after Cordarrelle Patterson's 109 kickoff return. Bottom line, time to make some noise in Green Bay on special teams. My intangible is grab the momentum and hold on tight. Aaron Rodgers does not need extra possessions, so hang on to the ball certainly. But in 10 of the last 11 games against Green Bay, the Bears have fallen behind by at least 2 scores. The Bears have scored only 1 touchdown in those games before Rodgers has directed 14 touchdown drives, plus last season's week 2 fake punt touchdown by former tight end Tom Crabtree. Those are holes tough to dig out of. Now, the Bears jumped to a 7-0 lead on the Pack last December at Soldier Field, but could not score again. So grab the momentum somehow, some way. Hold on tight. Sounds simple. Far from it, especially at Lambeau Field. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Please join Tom and myself on the Bears broadcast on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, starting with the 4:30 pregame show and the 7:30 kickoff from legendary Lambeau Field. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jeff Joniak on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy.